Thank you for calling Expo. This is Nigel. How may I help you?
Yes, this is the fourth time that I've called today, and probably the eighth time I've called since last Tuesday, about my installation of a wall oven that we purchased from Home Depot that no one seems to want to get back to me on, and how we're moving forward with the installation. I was originally supposed to have it installed on Saturday and was told that there was a backlog, and I've been fighting and going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth with you guys saying that you're trying to reach out to the installer. He's not getting back to you. I need to make a decision sooner rather than later about what I'm going to do. If I need to get a refund and find somebody else to install this oven, that's what I'm going to have to do. But I cannot just be blown off anymore. Someone's got to start doing something here and telling me what is going to happen with this oven. It's sitting in my garage. It's been there for over a week.
What's the shipment number, sir?
I don't have the shipment number. My phone number, which is on record, is 716-507-6992. I'm trying to be as cool as I can, but I'm running out of patience here.
What's your last name?
I know the process, and I don't want anybody to have to try to walk me through the process. I want someone to do something.
What's your last name?
Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. The address is 334 South Creek Drive, Depew, New York, 14043. Purchased at the Home Depot in Clarence, New York, or Williamsville, could be. No, it's actually Clarence. But I keep getting the runaround every single time. Everybody's got a different story.
And I just need to get an appointment. That's all I need.
What's your first name?
My name is Josh.
Joshua Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
The address is 334 South Creek Drive.
That's correct.
You did say the oven, right?
It's a wall oven, yes. Dude, back up. No. Stay out of there, honey. Yes, I said stay out of there. Yeah. God, it looks like I got to cut the grass again already. Yeesh. The local guy, he's already come out and measured. Here's what's happening.
You just need to get the installment.
Every time I call, I get a different story. It's, oh, they're backed up, or they're not answering, or we're trying to contact them, or we're sending emails, or we're going to send you an email, or we're going to get back to you in a half hour.
Hey, stop.
Excuse me. And I'm at my wit's end. Something just has to happen. Or I'm going to pull the plug and get my money back and have somebody else put it in. Because I can't keep chasing you guys around to get a hold of this guy. I tried calling him at his business number, and conveniently his voicemail is full. So it's just, it's like, you know, we've paid for this, and we've been waiting months for the oven, and now it's time for somebody to start doing something instead of just telling us, oh, you got to hang on. I'm done hanging on.
Okay, so
I know it's not your fault, but this is just, somebody's got to start doing something.
Okay,
and
so
I
just
keep hearing,
oh,
we're escalating it, but the escalation isn't doing anything. No one's getting back to me.
Okay, so basically I just need to schedule a day for your installment.
Yeah, which was supposed to be done, and what I'm getting from you guys is though there's computer problems and there's some software things and so on and so forth. Okay. When that happened, I was okay with all those excuses. That's fine. But now we're into over a week of, you know, then all of a sudden it was, oh, he had too much, we overbooked. Okay, now what? And what I'm being told is we can't get a hold of this guy. Well, that's not my freaking problem. Somebody with your company needs to get a hold of this guy and make this happen. I can't keep calling you guys.
Okay, yes, sir. Give me just a second so I can get this information processed.
What information? It's already all there. There's got to be a stack of notes for every single time that I've called, and everybody keeps saying, yeah, we'll take care of it. We're going to give you a call in a half
hour.
Yes,
sir, I see the information. I'm trying to get you an appointment scheduled, sir. I see the information.
Well, why didn't anybody do that earlier today?
I'm not sure why they didn't do it on their end, but that's what I'm doing on mine.
And in the notes, it's got to be a Monday, a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. It can't be done on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. That's out of the question. Unless that's the only possible day that it can happen, then I will have to make accommodations. But he was supposed to be here Saturday, and people kept telling me, oh, we're going to call you, they're going to call, and nothing. And then all of a sudden, Saturday afternoon, it was, oh, they're booked up, and we're not coming. And it's like, well, then why would you tell me that on Thursday and Friday when I never got a call back to confirm? And I appreciate you doing this, but here's where I'm at, because now I'm going to wait and you're going to set up an appointment that this guy might blow off again.
Can you bear with me just a second? So I'm trying to find the most available date for you, because right now
it's got to be this week. It's got to be this week.
May is booked up.
How the hell is that possible when I was supposed to have this installed this past Saturday and now all of a sudden May is booked? That's not acceptable. We were on the list. We have been waiting patiently. We got our oven delivered last Monday. We're told that he was going to be here on Saturday, and now you're telling me not until June? No way. If I was already on the list, how am I now getting bumped till June if I was already on the list?
Okay. Okay, so I see where your service provider was supposed to be scheduled. So they didn't update us yet on the route on your installment yet, sir. So you have to give it at least 24 hours before someone contacts you.
This was supposed to be done this past Saturday. I have talked to people Thursday, Friday, Saturday of last week, including today. So if they knew that it had to be rerouted, why am I now talking to you? And again, I know this is not you, but this is nonsense. I'm not waiting until June to have this frickin' thing installed. It's not okay. It is not acceptable. I paid for installation. I paid for everything up front. And I was supposed to be there. This is not my problem. It's yours, and you need to fix it. And not tell me, oh, it's June. I don't have it until June. If it was supposed to be here on Saturday, it should be, I would think somebody else should get bumped because I was supposed to have this done this past Saturday.
Right, so but they still haven't updated us with the route.
What is the route? Who is making the route? It was supposed to be here. He was supposed to install it this past Saturday, on the 15th of May. Why are you waiting for him to, like, do whatever he's doing? You're supposed to control this and say, no, dude, you got to go and take care of these people. I'm not waiting for him. For all I know, he can say it'll be September.
Sir, in order to get you an appointment scheduled, you have to wait on a route to be on your file. And
what is
route
okay?
On
okay,
your
okay
file.
Hang on. Please explain to me what the route is. What is the route? I was on the route, and now I'm not going to be on the route for another 2 to 3 weeks. Why? What is the route?